This is Nikki Bruno, as always, with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on getting to the other side of yours. Today, I am blessed to be with Sherry Turner. Sherry, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Nikki.
So we're going to get right in with the first question, which is, Sherry, would you please share with us who you are, where you're from, and what you do to keep busy during the day?
Sure. My name is Sherry Turner. I live here in Southern California with my husband. We have two daughters, a granddaughter, a handsome son-in-law. And I help people feel good, have fun, and make money. That's how I spend my time.
Feel good, have fun, and make money. I'm in. I want more of that, all of it. That's so great. Sherry, can you please summarize what you went through, the difficulty that you went through that you'd like to share it with us today, and tell us what was the worst part about it?
Sure. Today is October 2nd and yeah. October 17th. So in just a few short days, I'll be celebrating, and I do celebrate this day. 15 years ago on October 17th, 1 minute I was feeling fine. The next minute, had my husband not gotten me to the ER that afternoon, there's a very, very, very good chance that I wouldn't be here. I had contracted a life-threatening bacterial blood infection. And it was devastating. It took me about 6 months to recover. I felt like I was about 100,000 years old and just had to, you know, struggle my way back, was sent home from the hospital with a PICC line in my arm, a home healthcare nurse, people administering antibiotics every day. And, you know, when I look back on that, what I see are the blessing of 15 years additionally of beautiful memories that we've gotten to live out. So I celebrate that day because of those memories, getting to see, you know, all kinds of things, daughters get married, children come along, a beautiful career come out of what looked like such a terrible thing. And I think the other thing is that I didn't let a really good life get in the way of a great life. So I've used these last 15 years to really push forward. So.
Wow. That is so inspirational. And I want to say it really takes a warrior to get to the other side of something like what you went through. I mean, such a near-death experience and so sudden, and to take 6 months to get back on track and get to that other side. What is the best part for you about being on the other side? You already mentioned being able to experience so many wonderful moments in your family. Anything else that you want to mention about the being in the position you are in now?
I think that what it has afforded me is the ability to be a resource for others. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, especially with health issues, that's really come up for me, that to be a resource for others, to be able to help them get through and know that there is light at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel may be super long and you just have to bear down and go through it. So I think that's it. You know, really just giving yourself enough time.
Yeah, sure. And Sherry, who are some other warriors like you who've been through some tough stuff and maybe have been an inspiration to you who would be a really wonderful guest for this podcast?
You know, there are a lot of people come to mind because I think we all have our stories. Mm-hmm. Some are more epic than others. But that doesn't diminish the fact that, you know, we come to a place in our lives, we have to go through it, and we have a choice, and we can do it gracefully, or we can do it kicking and screaming. We can hang on to each other. And I think that I work with so many women in my field who also have had life's challenges and lots of things that they've gone through that aren't necessarily health related, but I just can't. I'm inspired by so many women that I'm around all day long.
Yeah, that's no worries. I am finding that brave warrior women tend to travel in packs.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So getting to the essence of this podcast, Sherry, what is one piece of advice that you would give to women who are in the thick of crisis right now, who are really in the muck, on how to get to that other side?
Well, and forgive me, I'm going to look down at my notes because I did want to reflect on this. And, you know, what I think I want to just encourage other women with is to give yourself grace that it can take time. You know, we live in a world where instant gratification is we want everything yesterday, and I'm the queen of that. So I think that's one thing. And that, you know, through the struggle, you find that if you're willing to just lean into it instead of resist it, you find that you're much stronger than you thought you were. So I think that that's one thing. And then personally, I just relied on my faith so much mm-hmm. that I knew that God had a plan and this was part of the plan. And somehow this was going to be beneficial, if not to me directly, to others. And somehow it would all be okay. And through all of that, knowing that and relying on that and just being grateful for that, because we're really told to be grateful in everything, because in everything can come beauty. And the biggest thing I learned, and ladies especially have a hard time doing this, you know, it was very humbling. I'm used to being, and I think a lot of us are, the woman on the other side of the door, knocking on the door, handing over the casserole for dinner, being there to help the other one, you know, and I didn't want to be the helpless one on the wrong side of the door. But what I found was, is that that was a big lesson that I had to learn, because by allowing others to help me, it helped them. And it made me realize that's how I feel. So, you know, take the help. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't make you less strong. It makes you more strong.
Yes. All of that is so inspirational and so helpful. And it really is true. I mean, I found going through my own crisis that people want that kind of connection. And until you go through something that makes you vulnerable, that puts you on that other side of the door, as you say, it's such a great metaphor. Until that happens to you, you don't really learn that lesson, I don't think.
No, I don't think you can. And literally, it was on the other side of the door, because they were coming to our front door, knocking on the door to hand my husband dinner. I couldn't even raise my head to say thank you. Mm-hmm. It was just, it was a very humbling experience that I definitely am grateful for.
Sure. And you mentioned that beauty can come from everything, can come from and in everything. And that's a really beautiful image of people coming to your door.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really wonderful. So on a bit of a lighter note, since we are all about being epic, Sherry, if you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh my gosh. I don't think this is a superpower, but this is something I would really want to be able to do. Superpowers are, there's a lot of responsibility that comes with a superpower. So I would just like to be able to me, it's a superpower, is to speed read.
Ooh, love it.
There is so much I want to learn, so much I want to take in all day long. And I'm like, oh, I find myself getting anxious about not being able to take it all in fast enough. So somehow speed reading, or just by osmosis, grabbing the knowledge.
Oh, that would be so amazing. I don't think that I've read like more than one full book since I had my son 7 years ago. So if I could speed read, I'd be like, oh, wait a second. I'm going to go put the food in the dinner on the stove, and then just like read a book.
Oh my gosh. Well, and as moms, right, I always felt like a superhuman if I got both legs shaved in the same week.
That's the best. Oh my gosh. I love it. That's a superpower too, when you're a mom and you shave both legs. Fantastic. So Sherry, thank you so much for being my guest today. I happen to know that you own a business. Where can we find you online?
At sherryturner.arbonne.com. Arbonne is A-R-B-O-N-N-E. Mm-hmm. Sherry,
wonderful.
Sherry like the wine, Turner like the spatula, .arbonne.com.
All right, I love it. That's so great. And I am Nikki Bruno with Sherry Turner on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more information and ideas on how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.